this morning. How about you, Ed?
Decent plane. It's starting to rain over this way.
Just started here, too. Having to turn the wipers on right now.
Been here maybe about 45 minutes at the most.
I guess we're supposed to get a good bit of rain today, huh? I think I saw maybe upwards of an inch or something.
Is that it? But I can't say if we are or not.
I'm going today. Was a guy on time?
Time. It was a good driver this time. Poor drive all the time.
Doubt about that. He's got his act together. Ian. Morning.
Morning.
Today, Daniel?
I don't know what all they have me doing today, but I know what I'm starting off doing.
Get diesel for those trucks?
Our own large underground tank at the warehouse. So we've been keeping all the trucks on full, and they've been trying to keep that tank full. But all the other companies have to go out and get diesel, but we already have it. And we're right next to an oil distribution place as well. We share a property line with, I think it's Echoes Oil or something like that, from Poinsett Highway. We share a property line with them, and I'm pretty sure they bring us our fuel.
I know where they're at. We work on their stuff from time to time. But yeah, good deal. Well, that's good. I keep the guys moving and grooving.
Yep. Well, my first stop this morning is Costco, and I don't know which one it is, but I got to be there at 6:30. And then I got to be at Sam's Club at 7:30, so I'm leaving my house now. Another one in Spartanburg.
Hey, you gotta be moving and shaking on that one.
So, I'm getting out of here right now.
He might be trying to let up a little bit.
Light rain over here right now.
In my house. Hey, over here.
Probably been able to get fuel, right?
Stuff topped off fairly well anyway. I was just noticing this morning everybody that had gas yesterday on their way into work does not have gas today, though.
I still have 3/4 of a tank, so I'm not too worried. I got my gas on Sunday. I go an entire extra week. I think I could go 2 weeks on one tank of fuel.
Everything else I do, I last 2 days. Jim.
Merging on to I-85 into the crazy world.
Highway 25 towards Traveler's Rest. Started slowing it down a little bit. A couple months ago, I was headed down Highway 25 in extreme southern. Hold on a second. I-25 in extreme southern Greenville County, we're at 55, but there's hardly any crossroads even. You can go a mile, mile and a half without even seeing a caution sign for a cross street or nothing. Well, I was rolling 60 miles an hour behind a car, but I got tired of being behind this car because I've been behind him for like 15 miles. So I came out from behind him, passed him, and got back in front of him. Well, way down the road ahead of me, I seen blue lights pop up after I completed my lane change. And he was riding in traffic, so I figured he was pulling someone else over. As I got closer, the vehicle pulled into the turning lane, and I noticed it was a DOT vehicle. Sure enough, when I rolled past him, he got in behind me and pulled me over. and he said that he got me peaked out at 67 when I passed that car, which he's right. I was going that quick, but he ended up giving me a warning for less than 5 over. I know it.
Pulling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. You guys have a safe day today. Enjoy it, 7-3s, and hopefully we'll catch up with you tomorrow. KK4 POT. 7-10,
hopefully catch you in the morning, 7-3s.
Enjoy your day at work. KJ4WZM, 73s.
Been able to find anything worth a flip for you yet. Not at a decent price, no way. And you're in an apartment over this way yet that's decent at a decent price.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for looking. Thank you very much.
Students and stuff in the college rent's out of sight over here.
Yeah, I would explain that. I'm probably not going to take that job anyway, just because of what all would be involved and having to move and trying to find housing and this, that, and the other. It could be a real pain. So I'll probably leave that job alone, as sad as it is, because I really wanted to do heavy rescue.
CDL, why don't you try and get on with the fire department?
That.
It'll be a big plus in your favor.
What I'm considering doing is getting my hazmat sometime soon and going and driving for Sphinx, because they pay their tanker drivers pretty decently. And saving up money, buying my own rig, and then getting on with the fire department, driving my truck on my days off and working at the fire department.
If you have your hazmat, you pretty much get top dollar.
Sphinx pays their drivers over $100,000 a year. Between $100,000 and $120,000 is what their drivers make per year. And that's just barely above average for gas tankers around here. Most guys, dead average is right at $100,000 a year. I don't need that much to live off of, so I could save up my own money and buy my own rig. A decent, not a mint condition, but a decent semi cab that will get the job done is 30 grand.
Expensive.
It's best when you own your own. It's even better when you know how to do the maintenance of that truck when it breaks.
On your own truck. Monkey anyway.
I didn't show you my latest project. I had a front timing chain cover gasket that failed on this vehicle, so I had to tear that thing apart on a weekend and redo it. The vehicle just hit 420,000 miles on the original engine on Sunday while I was driving it. And my motorcycle claim is finally settling out, so I'm going to buy me a new engine for this vehicle.
Smart move.
Suspension needs to be redone too, and I need new tires for it, so I'm going to get all that done.
Getting new tires, you'll be traveling in style, bub.
Yeah, well, that was the last of it. They needed to be redone. Everything else on the vehicle, all the accessories, like water pump, alternator, AC pump, everything. Power steering pump, all that's in replaced. Just about every sensor on the vehicle has been replaced as well. So, it will be essentially, functionally, a brand new vehicle when it's done. Even the transmission's been recently replaced. So then I I just have about $1,000 of interior work and $1,000 paint job, and the vehicle will be brand new.
Placed the cam sensors on this truck last week.
Sounds exciting.
Headache. I let a guy do it that I know and I trust, and they're just plug and play, as I call it.
Wow, the semis are lined up outside of work. They are actually sleeping in their trucks. This is going to be fun, getting my semi through there.
Good, with some hog lard, you'll squeak through.
Hear you. I might have to swing wide on this one. Up at work, I gotta go clock in and grab this truck and take my little happy tail to Spartanburg, so I will talk to you later.
You be careful on 732.
Have a good day, and enjoy your coffee when you get home, too. 73, KJ4WZM, I'll be clear.